Thank you for calling Affordable Tree Service at LLC to be... Hello?
Oh, hi, Ashley. This is Tina from Local Splash. How are you?
I'm doing pretty good after just finding out how to get a business license for the city of Hodgenville.
Oh, wow. And you got that all squared away?
Yeah.
Oh, good for you. Okay. So I was just following up because I noticed that you had recently signed up with us and then you had sent in an email saying that you wanted to cancel.
Yeah, we actually found a smaller local digital advertising company that's actually in E-Town that where you actually go into their office and sit down to go over all the work that will be like done on our site for us. So with a lower budget, so we're just going to go with that.
Okay. So I need to give you some options because if you recall in the terms and conditions that you acknowledged with your e-signature.
Ma'am, I've already paid for the new advertising company. I just need to cancel Local Splash and pay for the domain.
So, well, that's what I was saying. There's a $249 past due balance on the account, and we can't cancel an account.
Yeah, because I didn't pay it because I knew I would be canceling today.
But in the terms and conditions, it says that you have an automatic renewal on the 15th.
It's fine. I'm not gonna give y'all $349 just to keep a domain name. I will just let the new advertising company know that we'll just need a new domain. Because I'm not going to give another, just because for that whole month, I didn't really get any return on it. We couldn't get Google verified through you guys in a month. And I just don't feel comfortable giving y'all $249 plus $99 for a domain name. That's just not going to happen.
Okay. So let me see then if I could get an override and just do the domain because today is the 17th and it looks like the 15th landed on Saturday anyway and we're closed on Saturday. So that's why they say the three business days prior, but I understand it was just like, you know, a couple of days. So let me just create the invoice for the domain and then we can charge that. And then they'll send you the code for the domain in your email today. So you could, you know, forward it to the company. Yeah, of course. No problem. I understand where you're coming from too, Ashley. So just give me a second here. So I got to get an override. And.
You already got it sent to the code guy. She just told me to come back in January and redo it.
So, Ashley, should I try the same card we have, or is it going to be a different one?
No, we actually had to get a new card. That was another reason why it wouldn't go through either, because my bank flagged it as in the fraud department, too.
Okay.
So, we had to go and try it. It's been a process.
Okay, so this will be a one-time payment for the $99. Is the 152 Wallace Road still the billing address on the new card?
Yeah, the billing address, everything's the same other than just the card number and the expiration date and CVS.
Okay, so then let's start with the card number. I'm ready when you are.
It's 5582 04 85
Got it.
19 71 32 4-6.
And expiration?
It's 0730.
Okay, and then the little code on the back?
It's 748.
Okay, and then out of curiosity, when did you sign up with this new local company?
We actually did it Saturday. because they're actually open Monday through Saturday, and they actually do in-office to where we actually go in the office, and, like, we sit down and with them, and they physically do it, work on it in front of us. Like, we work on it in their office as a team, and they only focus on local advertising. Like, they only advertise for, like, the area that we need, like, Elizabethtown, in the surrounding area, so it's more local based on what we're wanting. Like, they actually put local ads out in the newspaper, they put it out on, like, local other businesses that sponsor local ads. So it gets us more actually just with our local area and not all over the place.
Okay. So I wanted to just give you a heads up that if they're also going to be doing the placement on Google for you, industry standard for that type of placement takes 90 days. We're a premier partner, and we do it in 45 to 60 days. And I always
tell people, doing Google.
Oh, you're not doing Google. Okay, okay.
No, we're just going to do the website and local ads.
Got it. Okay. So local ads where? Just through mailers or?
Through, like, we'll have, like, little banners up around the city. We'll have, like, flyers, newspaper. We'll be in the actual yellow, you know, the yellow phone book thingy for businesses.
Yes.
We'll be in that. But we're not going to do Google just because we've already had so much trouble trying to get verified through Google because of our business address. It's actually our home address as well, but we just operate out of Elizabethtown just because that's where trying to relocate to. So we're just over getting flagged. We've been trying to get on Google since July, so we're just over it. We're just going to stick to a small local advertising and just do a website.
Okay, okay, that makes sense. So one thing that I did want to mention to you, only because it is always the second month where this program pops because of the 45 to 60 day time frame, and it comes to full fruition. So one thing you could do if you wanted to consider it is we could remove the Facebook ads, and that would lower your subscription to $149 monthly.
No, ma'am, we're not even wanting to really do an online presence. We're just doing the website for our local customers to be able to go on there and look at our work and schedule for estimates.
Okay.
That way it's a direct link to us, and that way we're cutting out like a third party.
Yes, yes. Only reason that I suggest it is that when I talk to businesses that are doing what you're doing with flyers and local ads and things like that, what they tell me is they spend, you know, a ton of money on that type of advertising, and a lot of times people will get an ad like that. I know I do every day, and sometimes I think, oh, this is a great, you know, company. It looks awesome. But the problem is if I don't need the service right then and there, that idea gets stuck on the back burner. And we all know what happens
to
ideas.
See, with ours is they send them out once a month to the HOA subdivision in the larger neighborhoods.
Okay, okay. So,
and it's only for $200. For $200 a month, we get the local advertising with other companies. We get the billboard. We get the flyers. And they build us a website from scratch.
Okay.
That we actually go in person and sit down and build together.
Okay. Okay.
We meet with them for like an hour once a week.
Got
it. In office to go over the website building until we get the website to where exactly where we want it, and they just take over managing it. And I'd rather be in office dealing with the website hands-on with them because I also know how to build websites too. I just don't have time to sit down and play with HTML code. That takes hours that I don't really have, but I'd rather go in person and sit down with the person that's going to be building my website and do as a partnership with it where I'm physically there looking at it as they're doing it. If I don't like something, we can immediately just go ahead and redo the HTML coding right there.
Yeah.
And go ahead and have it fixed instead of waiting and having to wait for the results to where we actually get to be involved with the building of the website, if that makes sense.
Oh, it totally makes sense. I understand that, and I definitely respect that. My only trepidation is that,
and plus, we've already had so many negative reviews on y'all's company, and every time, and our bank just flags y'all as our fraud department flags y'all every time.
Well, usually that happens when you're dealing with a new company that's out of state, right? We're in California. You guys are in Kentucky. So that happens a lot.
That's another reason why we're staying local.
Yes, yes. So, we have over 900 impeccable 5-star ratings on Google. On the Better Business Bureau, we have an A-plus rating. There is a handful of negative complaints that were filed on the Better Business Bureau, but in 21 years as a corporation and over 48,000 active clients, I think it's like 11 total overall, that's a drop in the bucket. And the reason we maintain an A-plus rating, Ashley, is because everyone that's ever filed anything against us, it's all been resolved. So there isn't any one client anywhere throughout United States or Canada that can say that we didn't fulfill what we promised them, you know?
I can't really say that for you guys, ma'am, because three of the companies that we partner with were the ones that told us to go to for local advertising just to get away from y'all's company just because of the trouble that they had with you guys with their websites going down, and they would get bombarded with the spam calls. And we just want to stick local.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's what we specialize in. We're local SEO services. We don't do the nationwide blasting or anything. If you were a big corporation.
You're not really local for us. You're not. There's no actual local office in Kentucky for me to literally drive to and sit down and work with to grow my business with. I want to work with additional advertising companies that I can grow with and help them grow. And they are a small family-owned business that we feel that we can actually grow together with.
I understand.
I'd rather support a smaller local business than a corporate.
I get it, Ashley. I understand where you're coming from. So I'm canceling it now, but I did get a message on the payment that it declined. So do you have to okay it on your end?
Probably have to okay it because it's from you guys. So there's my bank asking me to okay it.
Yeah. So if you I can process it and then I can process the cancellation too all at the same time. That way you don't have to worry about it.
Yeah, they just confirmed it to go through.
Oh, it's still declined, but the 99 is available, right?
Yeah.
Okay, maybe it just takes a couple of minutes or so. So I'll circle back to your account in 15 minutes and just make sure that it goes through unless there's another card that you want to use.
No, that's the only business card I have.
Okay, so, if I have trouble later, I'll reach out to you, but if you don't hear from me, you'll know that everything went through fine, okay?
Okay.
All right. Okay. Thank you for explaining everything to me, Ashley. Have a really great rest of your week, too.
You too.
All right. Thanks. Okay. Bye-bye.